I'm Rona Tarrant. The Vatican has begun its investigation into the crimes allegedly committed by former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. McCarrick, who retired as Archbishop of Washington in 2006, was removed from ministry when the church determined in June that he had sexually assaulted a teenager almost 50 years ago. James Green, a Virginia man who said McCarrick sexually abused him for years, gave his testimony last week before a judicial vicar at the request of the Vatican. A member of the committee organising Pope Francis' February summit on the sexual abuse crisis has said the meeting should include discussing ways to hold bishops accountable for handling cases correctly. Addressing members of the Roman Curia before Christmas, Francis said the February meeting will affirm the Church's firm resolve to pursue a path of purification. Father Hans Zollner, a member of the organising committee, told Vatican News that the questions of accountability, responsibility and oversight should also be addressed. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has said he'll continue to attack the Catholic Church until it corrects itself. Duterte said the Church, which has expressed alarm over the deaths tied to the government's drug war, should go slow in criticising him because priests have their own wrongdoings. The president repeated his allegation that a priest prayed for his death in a mass and accused the church of inventing heaven and hell to scare people into submission. A top Republican has said President Trump remains committed to defeating Islamic State in Syria, despite his plan to withdraw US troops. Senator Lindsey Graham said he was now reassured of the president's commitment after meeting him on Sunday. The withdrawal plan was met with strong criticism from major allies, as well as senior Republicans, including Graham. The President and White House have yet to comment on any formal plan changes. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.